Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This week, we've told you about major highway projects scheduled for next year on I-270 in North St. Louis County and the Blanchette Bridge. And this morning, we take a look at what's in store on Interstates 64 and 44.
The work on I-44 will include some more bridge projects, including switching traffic under the new westbound bridge and closing the eastbound bridge at the Merrimack River. And then there's the paving projects that will stretch from downtown to the Crawford County line.
So we'll be separate contractors and the timing will be different perhaps, but I would anticipate there could be some times where you're going to be going through one traffic control setup and then you're going to go right into another one.
Assistant District Engineer Tom Evers says most of that work will take place at night, but it will likely affect traffic after ball games. Now, come late summer, I-64 will see the reconfiguration of the 22nd Street interchange.
That's an interchange improvement that will remove some of the existing ramps from and to Pine and Chestnut. It will also complete that interchange as a split diamond with a new overpass at 22nd Street.
For a closer look at these projects and others, go to KMOX.com. Brian Kelly, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.